Our story begins at Tavern on the Green, where Raven is standing by the hostess stand when Hannah runs up.
Oh, Raven, you're not going to believe this.
What? Is he that bad?
Connie isn't having dinner with Adam. She's having dinner with Andrew Jones.
Andrew Jones? Alexander's sleazy brother?
Yep, that's the one. God, could there be two?
The guy whose divorce I've just been named in?
Wait a minute. Andrew Jones. Adam Johnson. Please tell me I'm wrong here.
Connie has been seeing Andrew this entire time, not Adam Johnson. That slime bucket. I'm going to go kick his ass.
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples. At the rec center, Chuck is sitting in his office when Zoe walks in.
Zoe.
Hello, Chuck. I know you're about to close, but I can't stop thinking about everything we found out.
You know what, Zoe? I'm not totally comfortable talking to you about all this, seeing as you hate me and all.
Oh, you're right. I do hate you for what you did to my sister, but we need each other right now. So for the moment, I'm trying to forget about the past and focus on finding Zelda.
Zelda and her 5-year-old son?
How could she have had a child with some cult leader? I don't understand.
Zoe, Dr. Flowers had a lot of influence over a lot of people. I lived at that church and saw it firsthand.
So if you were there, then obviously Zelda was gone by then, or you would have recognized her.
Zelda definitely wasn't there. She couldn't have changed that much. Let me get this. Hello?
Chuck. Carl Bradford.
Hello, Carl. What can I do for you?
I found out some new information that I wanted to run by you.
Okay, go ahead.
I found another set of medical records for Zelda Myers from 2001. Apparently, there was a fire in that church 3 years earlier.
Another fire?
Zelda was admitted to the hospital with burns on her face and arms. The doctors treated her, and she ended up having quite extensive plastic surgery.
Oh, my God.
What's he saying?
Zelda was involved in a fire. Carl, what happened to Zelda after that?
She was in and out of the hospital for a while, but eventually her visit stopped. Maybe she went back to the church. You were there for a while, right? Do you remember anyone with any burn scars?
No, not at all.
What about the name Kathy Summers? Does that ring any bells with you?
Kathy Summers? That was Dr. Flowers' right-hand woman. She's the one who actually started the fire, who killed my friend Pauline.
I talked to one nurse who worked on Zelda's case. She told me that Zelda asked her to call her Kathy. Told her she was changing her name to Kathy Summers.
What? That can't be, Carl. Kathy Summers was a psycho woman. She was completely brainwashed by Dr. Flowers. There's no way that she was really Zelda.
Well, you're the one who knew Zelda. I'm just telling you what I've learned. Look, I better be going. I have another appointment to get to.
Okay. Thanks for letting me know.
What the hell is going on? Who is Kathy Summers?
According to Carl, Kathy was really Zelda.
At Romano's, Matt and Blake are having dinner.
Blake, does it ever bother you that no one seems to be in our corner?
I hadn't really thought about it. I guess I'm used to it by now. My family's never really been incredibly supportive of anything I've done, at least the Dean side of it. Terry's been the only one.
I like Terry. She at least tried to make me feel at home during Christmas.
She's always trying to keep peace between me and Charlie. I don't know what we'd do if she wasn't around. I'm sure one of us would probably be dead by now.
And I don't know what I'd do if you weren't around. These past few weeks have been so wonderful, Blake. And it's all thanks to you.
They have been wonderful. Speaking of which, I looked at a few places today.
Apartments? Are you serious?
Well, my real estate agent called with a few hot properties, so I wanted to check them out right away.
And? How were they?
I've found one that I think you just might like. Do you think you'll have time to go check it out with me tomorrow afternoon?
Of course. We have this meeting downtown tomorrow morning, but my afternoon is free.
Great. Who knows, we might be on our own apartment together in the very near future.
At Alexandra's apartment, Larissa has just arrived.
I'm surprised to see you, Larissa. Where's Addison?
I wasn't going to bring him out into the cold, especially to see what I'm going to do.
What are you talking about?
Where's your brother, Alexandra?
I have no idea. Why are you looking for him?
Because he robbed me, that's why. He stole some of my most valuable jewelry, and he's going to jail.
Back at Tavern on the Green, Andrew and Connie have just ordered dinner.
Okay, Adam, dinner is ordered. So tell me what you brought me here to say. How can you possibly justify lying to me for months about being married?
Connie, as I told you before, Larissa and I have been estranged for a long time. We didn't even love each other. Our marriage was a huge mistake. And we both realized that right away.
So why did you bring a child into it then if it was so bad?
Well, I hate to admit it, but the baby wasn't planned. I mean, there was no way we were going to abort it. But we both knew that we would never raise the child together.
And what about after we began to realize we had feelings for each other? Didn't you think about telling me what was going on? How could you let me fall deeper and deeper in love with you, knowing it was all based on a lie?
Ew, please! You pig! You lying snake!
Hannah, Raven, what's going on? What are you doing here?
Tell her, Andrew. Tell Connie the truth.
Do I know you?
Oh, cut the crap, you little weasel.
I don't understand. Do you two know Adam?
Oh, Connie, this man isn't Adam Johnson.
Of course he is.
Connie? I want you to meet Andrew Jones, who's even more evil than his sister, if that's possible.
Andrew Jones? Adam, what are they talking about?
Connie, I love you, and that's all that matters.
Like hell! Say goodbye, Andrew, because after tonight, you're never going to see my sister again.
Join us again on Monday for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Logger production.